Next Home Investment. Next Home is a family-owned real estate solutions company focused on providing homeowners in the DMV with solutions to all their concerns. Alan and Keisha Smothers will help you in all situations from divorce, foreclosure, death of a family member, and so much more. Their goal is to provide a win-win real estate solution experience. They provide cash offers and quick closing. That's Next Home Investment. You can find them online at nexthomeinvestment.net or give them a call at 202-802-0642. Next Home Investment.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
It's Sunday.
It is.
How's your day going?
You know, it's warm. I had the top down on the way here.
Oh, nice. You did get a new car?
Yeah, I have a 2015 convertible Mustang now.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Nice. That's nice. Well, thank you for doing the show with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right, you ready to get started?
Sure, let's do it.
Let's get into it. Welcome, everyone, to an all-new episode of Thick As Threes. I am your host, Cornell Feltman. I'm back with the boys, Stephen J. Miles, Coach Bobby Terry, and, of course, we have Stanley Allen. An all-new episode happening now. Lego! Welcome, everyone, to an all-new episode of Thick As Threes. I'm your host, Cornell Feltman, and we have a great show. Great show today. It's a departure from what we normally do, but I think we're going to go in a great direction, and a lot of people are going to be very entertained with it. But before we do that, let's get to the paperwork, the important stuff. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Thick As Threes. Our podcast is hosted on Anchor with all episodes available on Spotify and also available on other platforms. If you go to anchor.fm/thickasthrees, you can find some other platforms where you can check us out. Like I said, I'm your host, Cornell Fell, and I don't do this show alone today. I'm doing it alone again, solo in the studio, but I do this show with Bobby Terry, Coach Bobby Terry, if you will, Stanley Allen, and Stephen J. Miles. All right, let's get into our special guest. Welcome.
Hi.
How you doing today?
I'm fantastic.
She's fantastic, she says. We have a superstar among us today. Former head coach at South County High School, the Stallions, former member of Cheer DC, did a lot of work there with them, also competed with them as well. High school cheerleader, high level college cheerleader. We'll get into that as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Brandy Arnett with us today.
Hello.
Welcome. All right, before we get in that, we're going to take a quick break and then we'll get back to the show. So be back right in a second. And we're back. You guys have been listening to Thick As Threes. We have Brandy here with us today. Brandy, what's going on?
You know.
Talk to us about your day.
Well, I'm here. It's fantastic to be here. Thank you again for having me.
Awesome. I'm excited. Before the show, she said she could talk about cheer for 3 hours. I don't know if we have that kind of time today, but we'll definitely get into it. Before the show, I was actually downstairs watching ESPN, and on ESPN2, there's the National Cheerleading Competition. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it said, but it was... large, I don't know how it's classified, but it was perfect. It was like poetry. We were doing this conversation today and then checking out the TV, and you got high level competition. Yes. On TV. Do you watch those?
I do.
Do you?
I actually had my 15 minutes of fame on ESPN once. Yes.
Oh, really? You were on ESPN?
Yes.
With what team?
At WVU. When was this? At WVU.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hold that. We'll get into that. Do you still have the tape?
I do.
That's exciting too.
Yeah.
All right. So tell us where you're from.
Oh my goodness. I'm from a extremely small town as far west up in the mountains in Maryland as you can get. Most people know it as Deep Creek Lake, Maryland. I actually grew up in Oakland, very small town. We had two high schools, if that tells you anything.
Two high schools. Mm-hmm. Two high schools, one traffic light?
Yes, basically.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Yep.
And what was the name of your high school?
Southern High School. And I bet you can guess the other one.
Northern High
exactly.
School.
Exactly.
Listen, I'm on the ball today. I'm on my game today.
Continue.
And so, you know, I grew up there. I was born and raised there. Almost heaven, basically. It was basically West Virginia. It might as well annex into West Virginia. Very small town. Everybody knows everybody. You know, growing up, I lived with my mom. You know, I have two older sisters. Both were cheerleaders. My mom was a cheerleader.
Oh, really?
So it just came down through the line.
That's exciting. Yeah. Did you play any other sports as a kid?
I did. I was actually a softball player as well. Yeah, I played second base.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't catch. I really can't.
Really?
Yeah, I can't play baseball or softball because I can't catch. I'm scared of that ball.
Really?
Absolutely. There's no place that I can either play either because I can't be catcher because if someone's coming home and you're trying to, I'm going to drop it. I can't be first base, which is the most important probably position.
Yes.
I can't catch. I'm no good. I can hang out though. I can come fellowship. I can bring a cooler.
There you go. That would be perfect.
That's an important position.
Well,
anyway,
that's okay. I can't shoot a basketball either.
Well,
so
there's that.
I was better on the sidelines there. So.
Okay. I can dig it. Continue.
So funny little story about me is I actually didn't start cheering until the summer of my eighth grade year.
Oh, okay.
Most people start very early on. I did gymnastics early on, and my mom was actually the coach of our youth league program there for 22 years.
Oh, wow.
So she took all my sisters through it, and then I came along, and she was like, oh, yes, let's put you in a mascot outfit. No, I was the tomboy of the bunch. I wanted to be under the bleachers playing in the dirt with the boys. With our Tonka trucks. And then I surprised her the summer of my eighth grade year. Tryouts were coming up, and I told her, I said, Mom, I'm sitting on the floor of the living room. I said, Mom, I think I'm going to try out for cheerleading.
Nice.
I'm pretty sure she had a mini heart attack.
Broke out in the tears?
Yes. Afterwards, she told me that she was afraid she was going to have to cut me.
No.
So my mom was cutthroat.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
I can respect that.
Yes. And she would have cut me, but cheerleading came naturally to me. It was something that as soon as I hit the mat, I could watch somebody do motions to a cheer and pick them up that instant. I could watch part of a dance and pick it up that instant. So it was very, very natural. Tumbling and all the gymnastics pieces came very naturally to me. So I excelled really quickly. And then when I got, so I cheered my eighth grade year and then all the way through high school. Unfortunately, my high school team was not the best. So I decided at times we would go to cheerleading camps and we attended National Cheerleading Association camps, NCA camps. So my freshman and sophomore year, we went as a team. And both years, I was awarded one of the highest honors at camp called NCAA All-American.
Okay.
My freshman year, I actually got top All-American, which was I scored the highest out of everybody in the whole camp.
Okay, let's go. Let's go.
And then...
give you a little applause.
No,
for that.
No, no,
absolutely.
No.
Absolutely. You earned that. Continue. You earned that.
And then
caught you off guard with that.
Yeah, I did. I was like, whoa,
I got
what's
all
happening?
The buttons. I got buttons.
I love it. So then my high school decided that they were gonna have NCAA camp come to us at our high school. And I knew then that I wanted to cheer in college. And,
so, but let me ask you, why is a just a national organization?
Yes.
They're coming to your small little town. What? Mm-hmm. How did that even work out? Do you know?
I staffed for NCAA after I got out of high school. And you can do private camps. So they would come to, you could be in Podunk, you know, wherever, and they would send however many staffers to you. Mm. But you couldn't get all the bells and whistles as a big camp. So there was no All-American tryouts. There was no what they called apping. So if a head instructor for NCAA gave you an application to try out to be an NCAA staffer, that was like your shoe-in. So they wouldn't do that at a private camp. So my junior year, my mom and I talked and decided that I was going to go to camp as an individual. My mom, single mom, bless her heart, I don't even want to know the amount of dollars that
who
woman
needs the
spent.
Rest of them kids anyway.
Exactly.
They're no good.
No.
All right.
I don't even want to know the amount of dollars that my mom spent on me cheerleading.
Cheerleading is a very expensive sport, right?
It is.
Is it? Okay, we'll get there. Continue.
So I went to camp by myself. all by myself. Okay. And I'm talking camps of, it was actually at, I don't know what it's called now. It's McDaniel. Is it still McDaniel in Maryland?
I don't know.
It used to be Western Maryland, College of Western Maryland or something. I think it's McDaniel now.
Okay.
But I went there for both camps, and my junior and senior year ended up getting top All-American both years again.
Okay. Do you want me to hit the button again or no?
No, it's okay. Thank you. I appreciate the little applause there.
This is awesome. This is awesome.
But then my senior year, I got a head instructor had given me an application and asked me to be NCA staff. Mm-hmm. And so he signed it. Drew Little, I'll never forget the moment that he asked me to be a staffer. And I was the only one at the camp that year that got apt.
Nice. Shout out, Drew.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. So that was my high school. I also cheered my senior year. I cheered about an hour and a half away from home.
Okay.
At an all-star gym called Gym One All-Stars.
Okay.
And I will say that cheering at Gym One gave me the opportunity to make the team at WVU. I met people who partner stunted, so co-ed, so guy, girl. I was usually all girl, so three people underneath of me and me in the air. I had never flown co-ed before, and that's all WVU is. So cheering there, we had 7 national titles there in competitions. I competed 3 times individually, and I have 2 individual national titles, one from Hershey Park and one from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Nice.
Yeah. So those are my big wins.
Hey, listen, that sounds amazing. Let's talk about competition, like national competition, like what I just saw on ESPN. Yeah. How many girls, guys, whatever it is, are on the floor at one time? Is there a number, like a max and a minimum?
Yeah, so okay. There's the minimum, I believe, and it's changed since I've been in the game, but now the minimum is, I believe, at least 10.
Okay.
And that would be considered your small team. And then your large is 36 is the maximum.
Wow.
Yeah.
36 people?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. That's a lot of people.
Yeah. So if you think about it, that's 4 stunt groups, 4 people in a stunt group. That's 9 stunt groups on that big floor.
Now, you're saying stunt groups.
Yeah.
Talk more about that so listeners kind of know what's going on.
Yeah.
Talk about like the positions on the floor, spots, you know, the important places that you have to fill.
Yeah.
As a cheerleader.
So main one, and everybody always sees them as the flyer. And so that's a person that's getting thrown up in the air, has to have total body control.
And that's what you are?
That's what I am.
Okay,
yes.
Let's go. Okay.
So, you know.
You got video?
I do.
Okay. Yeah, we can post that online.
I have lots of video.
Okay. We'll post some of that because, you know, there's no video. It never happened.
Exactly.
Okay. Go.
And so I can't be in the air without somebody holding me up. So on all girl, you have a back spot, which is the person kind of behind you and they hold your ankles. And then you have your 2 bases that you that hold your feet. Sometimes it's 2 feet. Sometimes it's 1. And so you do spinning tricks, all kinds of different tricks as a flyer on the way up, on the way down, in the air. So it's a lot of work. It's not very easy.
It definitely sounds like it. And you said you had your moment on ESPN.
Yeah.
Talk about that real quick.
I've had a couple moments.
Okay, listen, we got time. We got time. Go. I just changed the batteries.
One
we got
time. Was that, of course, you know, you have the multiple times where they show the cheerleaders rah-rahing at the, you know, at put timeouts and that kind of stuff on ESPN. You always see him a little bit. Mm-hmm. But my favorite one was the Fiesta Bowl.
Nice.
And we were not winning. And it was kind of cool because it was a walk-on from my hometown.
Okay.
And that never happens.
What does that mean? A walk-on
to the football team. I'm okay. Sorry. So, okay. Yeah. He had actually caused a fumble, picked it up, lost his shoe.
Okay.
And ran in for a touchdown. Nice. And it just so happened that because I knew it was him, I was going absolutely crazy on the sideline on ESPN as he ran by me. And everybody was like, oh my gosh, that's Brandy. It's like, yep, that was me.
Oh, that's very cool. That's very cool.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah.
I'm learning a lot about you.
Oh,
I mean,
good.
I knew some.
Yeah.
But this is great information.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Brandy. And we're back. You guys have been listening to Thick as Threes. We have Brandy here, giving us some great information so far and very cool stories. Let's continue with that. So you're at West Virginia University now.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're cheering for the football. Did you cheer for all sports?
Football and basketball.
Football and basketball. Yeah. You know, I feel like this is a good question.
Yeah.
Before we get back into your college, how do you feel about them taking high school cheerleading out of high school sports? Indoor sports, I should say. So there's no more cheerleaders for basketball.
Yeah, you know, I love cheering for football because I love football. And I understand both football and basketball very well because of cheerleading.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it very sad that they've taken the cheerleaders out of indoor sports. It adds a level for the players, I think. It adds that 100%. Extra level. They get the crowd involved.
100%.
You know, and it's fun part-time, in between quarters, timeouts. You know, the cheerleaders in my hometown used to go out on the floor and do cheers and stunts and all kinds of stuff. You know, I used to tumble across the basketball court all the time during timeouts. It's just kind of, it's kind of disappointing, actually.
It's very disappointing. And I remember, you know, playing high school basketball. Obviously, we had cheerleaders in college, but high school, it definitely added something to the game. And it's unfortunate now that the kids don't get that kind of energy and that vibe. Because it was definitely pretty cool. And especially at the home games when you have your cheerleaders and they're going crazy and they're cheering you on. And, you know, I still remember some of them cheers.
Oh, yeah.
I do remember. Not off the top of my head, maybe. But there was one cheer that I used to love and I could hear it during the game. You know, when you're I'm focused during the game. But when I used to hear that, I'd be like, oh, that's my shit right there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's get back to West Virginia.
Yeah.
Tell us, you got any fun stories? Any other fun stories that you could tell? We heard about you on the sideline on ESPN going crazy.
Yes.
What else you got for us?
So it was actually really cool. I got to cheer during a really, really high profile, but the players when I cheered were awesome.
Yeah, you had some really good teams.
Yeah, yeah.
Both football and basketball.
Yeah, we had Pat White, Steve Slayton when I was there, Owen Schmidt, KJ Harris was there when I first got there. So it was really cool because I actually got really close with Pat White, Steve Slayton, all those guys.
Let me ask you about that. What is the relationship? Because when did you graduate from college?
2008.
Okay, mm-hmm. I graduated in 2003, and I don't remember a lot. I don't know if it's fresh in your memory, but what was your relationship, if any, with the athletes? Did athletes stick together?
Yeah.
What was that?
Actually, at WVU, the band and cheerleaders were closer, which makes sense. I mean, it's kind of funny, right? Because you think of band and you think they stick to their own.
Mm-hmm.
Because we rode the same bus. Band and cheerleaders usually had the same bus to the airport or whatever. We were usually on the same flights if we were flying. And then the football players and basketball players were usually kind of separated. But it's kind of funny how I met Pat White was on a drunk bus one night going back to our dorms.
Wait a minute. Should we talk about this? Drunk bus? How Statue of limitations are gone. Okay, continue.
Yes.
Okay, continue.
So we lived on campus in the dorm, and it was not close to downtown. And so they had what we called the drunk bus that would take us from downtown back to our dorms at the end of the night.
Is this a campus thing or is this for athletes?
This is a campus thing.
Okay.
So it wasn't.
Good for them.
Yes. And so I almost missed it that night. I was like flipping out. I was running, you know, freshman year of college. I'm like in heels and scantily clad, running up the street trying to get to this drunk bus. And I get on and it's full. There's nowhere to sit. So I'm walking back through and all of a sudden this arm reaches, grabs my arm and pulls me down onto this person's lap. I'm like, okay, it's fine. I have no idea who this is. And so we get to talking and I think he was trying to impress me by saying, hey, I'm a football player. And I was like, oh, that's cool. I'm a cheerleader. And he's like, no, you're not. And I'm like, yeah, dude. And this was the time of like old ass cell phones. Okay. Like we had like the flip phones.
Flip phone.
So I had a very small, tiny little picture of me in my uniform, and he had a very tiny picture of him in the end zone in his uniform. And so that friendship just kind of blossomed. And from there, that's when, you know, I met Steve Slayton, because him and Pat were very close, and Owen Schmidt and all those guys. And my mom even took Steve and Pat to practice one day. They were running late. My mom came and got me, and I was like, Mom, I need some help. I need to take two boys to the football field for practice. And she was like, I got it. So they jumped in the car, and we took them to the field, and they weren't late.
How far away did you live from West Virginia University?
My hometown was only 45 minutes from there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my mom came up often. She never missed a game. She had season tickets to both basketball and football.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So why did you choose, let's go back a little bit. Why did you choose West Virginia? And did you have other options? Did you have other places you could have gone?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
So I went to the University of Kentucky Stunt Clinic. Me and my friend, they held this stunt clinic. And at the end, seniors in high school would line up, and their head coach at the time, Jomo, he would
stay. I'm very impressed that you know all these names, because I don't remember shit. Okay, but this is very cool. Go.
So he would stand at the end of this really long hallway, and the seniors would line up outside the door, and what would happen is you'd go one by one, and you'd go to him, and he would give you feedback from the whole entire camp. And if you, so back then, UK was invite only. You could only go try out for them if you were invited. And so
let me interrupt you real quick, because that's an important thing. Because I think some people, you know, you have the conversation of, are cheerleaders athletes, and is it really a sport and all that kind of stuff, which I think it is a sport, and because I've seen it up close and personal, and there's some of the best athletes that there are. So I didn't realize, I guess I can say I didn't realize that cheerleading is a high level sport.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I don't think I really got that. So this is very cool hearing that. Okay, continue. Sorry to interrupt
you. No, anytime. So you'd walk down to him, he'd give you your feedback, and then he would either say, you know, you're invited to come try out in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, I'm sorry, we're not going to ask you back.
How long is this line?
It's depending on how many seniors were there. My year, there was 123.
So there's 123 people in line waiting for this coach to be like, you're in, you're out.
Yep.
Sorry. Can't. Shit.
Yeah.
All right. How long did you wait?
It was by last name. So I was fairly close to the front.
You're at the front. You're like, I'm chilling.
Yes.
Okay. Well, the anticipation. Continue.
No, the anticipation was awful. And so he's a very intimidating man, and he's standing at the end of the hallway, arms crossed. I can like picture it still to this day.
Nice.
Arms crossed at the end of the hallway, and I get to him, and he just breaks out in a smile.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay, that's not what I was expecting. I don't know if that's good or bad. Like, is it a smile because I'm horrible, or what's happening? So he breaks out in a smile. He gives me some great feedback, just as a flyer, on, you know, some flexibility stuff that I could do to, you know, my back isn't very flexible, so I can't do all like the back scorpions and all that fun stuff. But otherwise, you know, he was like, you're fantastic. He's like, tumbling wise, I'd work on this, and this. And he goes, but we'd like to invite you to try out. So I had UK, University of Maryland.
Okay.
Those were my two other choices. The reason that I picked WVU was, one, it was close to home.
Absolutely.
And two, my grandma ended up getting sick.
Oh.
And so I wanted my grandma to see me cheer.
Oh, that's nice.
Before she passed away. She got to come to several games.
Beautiful.
So that was my main reason. I'm very close to my family, so that was my main reason for picking WVU. But yeah, I did have some other choices. I didn't end up going back to try out for UK. I still have 1 year of eligibility, so if I ever wanted to, I could be like, I'm too washed up now, though.
Get out of here. You definitely should go back. You could be the, you know. You
be like the grandma.
You could be that 30-something in line, like, what's happening?
Yep, I'm back.
That's awesome. You should think about that.
I know. I don't know.
You got your degree from there?
WVU.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why do you have 1 year?
because I finished my master's. I did a dual master's program. Oh, so I finished my master's and I only had one class my final semester. So I didn't cheer my last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
You definitely should go back. Just because.
I know, right?
Let's stay with the stories if you have any more. Let me ask you about the best cheerleading game that you had, that you cheered at, if you remember.
Oh, I do. So
let me piggyback on that question. Your best cheering game where you also felt like you and your team like rocked it, like you killed it, like you guys were like, oh shit, like,
yeah,
we did that.
So my best memory from college is my very first time running out to 60,000 screaming fans with the football team right on my heels. Like, we ran the football team out every time.
That's got to be pretty cool.
It was amazing. Cold chills. I still get them to this day. However, the most memorable, like, best game ever, we were playing Rutgers and we went into triple overtime.
Oh, wow.
And we won in triple overtime. That was the first game that my sister's husband got to come to. So he was in the stands with my mom for that. And he was going crazy, you know, small town country boy in this big stadium. He's going nuts. The cheerleaders were fantastic. The fans, you couldn't hear yourself think in that stadium in those overtimes. Like, it was amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Let's back up a little bit before we're hitting the field. What is the energy like in the tunnel? Like, what are you guys doing? Do you do a, you know, all hands in, 1, 2, 3 cheer? Is it, what are you doing? What's the mantra? What are you guys doing before you head out?
Listen, we have an entire pregame show, and by the time I get to the front of that tunnel, I'm dead. I'm not kidding you. We ran the length of the football field 4 times by the time we got to bring the boys out on the field.
Really?
Yes. We went from the first end zone. We did like a dance or something in the first end zone. And then we ran all the way to the other end zone. And then we spread out on the field. And then we came back together when the band came out and was in the end zones throwing basket tosses and all kinds of crazy stuff. And then we finally got to go back to the tunnel. And even then, we're still stunting. So, you know, we have to do what's a simple, easy little thing called toss hands, where the guy throws you up, catches you in his hands, your feet in his hands at his shoulders.
And what's that called?
A toss hands.
Yeah. Okay.
And so, you know, we're doing that, and the boys are behind us in, they have the big blow up helmet, you know, and they're in there and the fog and everything's coming out and like you can barely see. And then we all hold hands.
Okay.
Before we get ready to run, the boys on the team, and the Mountaineer shoots his musket, and that's when we take off.
That's awesome.
And run the boys on the team, on the field. So
there's nothing better than that first moment running out. Obviously, I played at a much, much smaller school. So I think our gym held like 3,000 people, 3,500. But when that thing was full and they were cheering right before we come out, it's a different feeling.
It's rocking.
So I can only imagine you guys coming out to 60,000 people. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Good shit, Brandon. Yeah. Good shit. We'll be right back after this quick break. But let's move on. So you're done with the chair at West Virginia. You're moving on to bigger and better things in your life. Was chair moving into coaching, not coaching, being on the boards of teams and other things, was that part of your thinking, or what were you thinking when you were coming out of college? What was the goal? What was the next thing you wanted to do?
So the next thing I wanted to do was actually cheer for the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, nice.
I'm a Steelers fan through and through, so it was going to be really hard for me to rock some purple. but again, family life kind of shut that down for a little bit. My grandma eventually got very, very sick and passed away. So as she was sick, I was not going to be living in Baltimore. Gotcha. You know, I wanted to spend time with her. So that put that on the back burner. After that, I kind of went to a pretty dark place, because cheer was all I knew.
Sure.
You know, I cheered. I can probably promise you that I cheered 365 days a year.
Wow.
And I went from cheering all day.
Every day.
Every day.
Sure.
To not to not doing anything.
Yeah.
And so I knew something was missing. So then I found Jessica's Dance Creations, started coaching their all-star cheer programs there. And I even started a parent team. So I got back into it. So we had a parent team. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So any parents that wanted to join, I mean, it wasn't like,
I got you.
It wasn't like high level.
Throwing 40-year-old women around.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
It was just for fun. And we would perform it at competitions. Just
cool.
Yeah. So it was fun.
Is this something that you created?
Yeah.
Like you started? That's awesome.
At her gym. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And so I did that. And then I moved down here. And
down here is Virginia.
Yes. Northern Virginia.
Yeah.
When I moved down here, I honestly felt like a piece of my heart was missing. I was like, something is wrong. Like, something is gone. And so that's when I learned about Cheer DC. I was coaching at South County at the time, but it was still like, still a piece of me, right? And I couldn't perform or, you know, be in the skills and doing the skills. It was just me teaching the girls how to do it.
Sure.
So my assistant coach actually was like, hey, I have this friend that works at a school. She's from Seattle and she's trying to start this Cheer DC thing. You know, there's 13 other teams across the United States like us, like Cheer DC, Cheer Seattle, Cheer San Francisco. I mean, they're everywhere. And I had never heard of it. And so I was like, yeah, sure. I'll talk to her about it. As soon as she said the mission and vision for, you know, the team, human rights and equality, mainly focusing on like the LGBTQ+ community, I was in.
That's awesome.
You know, my two best friends are two beautiful gay married men. I love them to death. They cheered with me all my life.
Say their names.
Andy and Luke Jackson.
Shout out, guys. Shout out. I haven't seen them in a while. Shout out. Tell them I said hello.
I will.
Absolutely.
But they've been with me for 20 plus years. Andy actually coached me in 2004 at my all-star cheerleading gym.
So you were at the ground level of this thing being put together here in D.C. Oh, that's awesome. I didn't know that. I knew you were part of the organization, but I didn't realize you were ground level.
Yeah, it's my little baby. I built it. Yep.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
I won't say I built it. I helped build it.
You helped. Yeah, yeah. You obviously were definitely an important part of that whole thing.
Yeah.
Now, becoming a cheerleading coach, mm-hmm. talk about some of your influences. I know you've had a lot of experiences with high-level camps and dealing with a lot of coaches. So talk about that. Who helped you get into the game and who helped you, you know, become the head coach that you were?
Yeah. I have to give all my cheerleading credit to three very influential people. Number one is my mom. I love my mom to death. She gave me some of the best advice ever. And just to be the cheerleader that I am and the athlete that I am, and I keep her words with me, even in work and everything. My middle sister, I call her Pooh. Her name's Wendy.
What's up, Wendy?
But her and my mom both were my coaches growing up, eighth grade. And then my all-star cheerleading coach, Phil Hickman, he owned Gym One and was just... I would say my coaching style is probably a mixture of all three of them. You know, my mom and my sister were very hard-nosed, they wanted everybody to be the best that they could be. And then Phil was more of a laid-back coach. And, you know, he'd throw you in the routine and be like, give you the hardest skill that you could do. But he would also then give you kind of levels of if you don't feel comfortable doing this hard skill, here's what you can throw in the routine, and then we'll build up to your we'll build your confidence up.
Sure.
So those three people are probably my biggest influences, and have kind of molded me into the coach that I am.
So what kind of coach were you? Were you a coach that would yell and scream at the girls? Or are you the kind of coach that, like you said, kind of, here's what I need you to do, and if you can't do this, here's some steps to get to where I need you to be?
Yeah, I was. I'm not even a yeller and screamer like in my classroom. I'm a teacher. I don't yell and scream. That's just kind of not my nature. I'm a loud person. But
I'll go with that. You don't seem like a yeller, but I'll go with the loud.
I'm very loud. And
energy, good, yes, positive energy.
Yes,
I hear you. Go.
And so I. would make sure that my teams knew the basics, because in cheerleading, if you don't know, you know, if you don't know the very basics, then you can't build and know bigger and better skills. So I was one of those that made sure that every person on my team, whether they had cheer experience or not, you know, I was also very open to that. If somebody wanted to try cheer and they, you know, they showed me a good work ethic at tryouts and all this stuff, then yeah, I'm going to give them a shot.
It's cool. It's cool.
But I am not a yeller and I made sure that everybody knew the basics. But yes, I'm more of a, here's my expectation and then here's how we get there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. So what advice would you give younger people that are currently cheerleaders that want to get into cheerleading? What would you say to them?
I would give them what my mom told me.
Okay.
And my mom told me that there is always going to be somebody better than you. So you have to work your ass off to make sure that you are the best that you can be. And so that has literally stuck with me my entire life and in everything that I have ever done. You know, at tryouts at WVU before my final tumbling pass, I had never thrown this tumbling pass on like hard surfaces. I've always thrown it on a spring floor and they didn't have a spring floor at tryouts. So I'm standing at the edge of the mat waiting to go. And that's going through my head. You know, there's always going to be somebody better than you, but you've got to work your ass off. And so I ended up throwing my hardest pass on hard floor and made the team and cheered there successfully for 4 years. So, so I've kind of seen, and it is kind of sad, but it's something that you can't teach, is motivation and dedication. You know, if you know that you want to participate in high level sports in college or wherever it may be, you know, you've got to work.
Absolutely.
It's hard work. It's not easy. So that would be, you know, there's always going to be somebody better than you. And you've got to put in the work and the effort.
That's awesome. Yeah. Let me ask you this, as we kind of get out of here pretty soon. As a coach, what was the toughest part about being a coach? And what was the most rewarding part?
Yeah.
Being a coach.
So there are two toughest parts, I think.
Okay.
One is actually really sad, but I'm sure every coach can relate to it, is the parents.
I was going to say, I already know what you're going to say.
The parents were the worst part of coaching.
I can only imagine cheer parents.
Listen, cheer is drama anyways. So the parents, and at such a, you know, when I walked into South County, we had gone to states the previous 2 years, I believe.
Okay.
We lost, the year that I started, we lost 10 seniors on a 15-person team.
That's a lot.
So my years were rebuilding, and I knew that walking in. But unfortunately, the parents did not know that. They expected a miracle with 5 returners and, like, a brand new team. And some people from like JV that hadn't cheered before. So I'm like, okay. but that is definitely one of the hardest parts as parents. And then the other part is with competitions, the defeat, and teaching kids that you're not always going to win.
Yeah.
You know, it is. It's really hard. It's a hard lesson. It's a hard pill to swallow. Mm-hmm. I'm a sore loser. I will tell you that right now. but you know, that's something that I tried to teach, you know, and again, that's something that came from my all-star coach, Phil Hickman. At competition, even if we were the last team called, meaning we won, we were not allowed to celebrate because everybody else needed their time to shine and their time to celebrate. Whether they're second, third, fourth place, they still needed their time.
Sure.
So we had to sit and we held hands and we had our heads down and until they called our name. They finished calling our name, then we could get up and celebrate. So that was, you know, that's something that stuck with me as well.
Okay.
That, you know, everybody deserves their 5 seconds, yeah. whatever it may be.
I hear you.
So yeah, but teaching kids that it's okay to lose every once in a while is a pretty tough. The rewarding piece is obviously winning.
Sure.
And then also when somebody gets a new skill, mm-hmm. Whether it be tumbling or a stunt group hits for the first time, and the joy and the camaraderie that like brings together, sure. Is definitely one of those intrinsic motivators that I love, kind of for everybody.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's very cool. All right. We're going to take one last commercial break and then we'll get back. We'll close the show and Brandon will have the final word. We'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. Once again, you have been listening to Thick as Threes. Brandy, thank you so much.
No, thank you. This has been a pleasure.
You're a pro. She says this is her first podcast that she's done, and she is a pro.
No.
You've been great. This is going to be awesome on the playback. I think people are really going to enjoy this.
Can't wait to hear it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, guys, we're going to get out of here. Once again, you guys have been listening to Thick as Threes. I'm your host, Cornell Felton. I don't do this show alone. I have as of late, but I don't do this show alone. I do it with Coach Bobby Terry, Stanley Allen, and Stephen J. Miles. Once again, follow us on Instagram, on Twitter, on TikTok, at ThickS3s. We're also working on that OnlyFans page.
Ooh.
Nothing spicy. Nothing spicy. Just podcast stuff.
Oh, man.
But they won't let us get on. I know, right? Stan already said that he's ready to do whatever it takes. So that's between him and...
Hey, if anybody has pretty feet, I hear that's a big...
That's a thing?
That's a lucrative business now.
Okay, it's getting weird. Let's not go there. But guys, make sure you check us out. Brandy has the fun word. And so I'm going to toss it to her. Go.
Final word would be, there's my advice. There's always somebody that's going to be better than you. So work your butt off. Do what it takes. Dream big. If you know, nothing's impossible. So reach for the sky, stars, anything you want.
Awesome. Love it. Guys, be great. We'll see you next time. Peace.
Oh, thank you.
That's awesome, Bree. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, though. That was a great show.
Thanks.
I appreciate it.
Thanks.
You did awesome. I'm not making like fun. I'm not just saying that. Like, you did
it
awesome.
It was fun.
Very cool. You said your mom was afraid she was going to cut you.
Yeah.
Your school had how many people tried out? It had to be a small pool.
Yes, it was not very large.
And she was going to cut you?
Well, because I had never treated before. She was afraid I was going to be absolutely horrible.
Oh, God. Well, I guess you surprised her.
Yeah. That's she's been the toughest on me, honestly. And she was the toughest on me, you know, growing up and cheering. She was my biggest critic. She'd always have feedback for me at the end of games.
Okay. And what's your mom's name?
Diane.
Diane. Shout out, Diane. You talked about your middle sister. I wanted to make sure that you shouted out the other sister.
Yeah.
She's going to be pissed.
She is going to be pissed. So, Lisa. Yeah.
Lisa. Shout out. Lisa, that's because of me, just for the record. All right. We're out of here. Peace.
Bye. Thanks, Brandon.